Chapter 3. How could she have said anything so embarrassing, Rian thought. Would she never learn to hold her tongue? As they walked to the manor house, she pulled back on Rhys so that they were walking more abreast of each other. That way she could get a better look at their guest. My, he was big, taller than Rhys a bit, and broader. Are all humans this large? There was something about him that reminded her of her foster father, but it was hard to say what, since his face was so expressive, constantly changing, while Gwyn's was always so careful. She glimpsed him smiling, not broadly, but quietly, to himself, as if he found everything amusing, including her clumsy manners, probably. She sighed silently. Well, at least he looked too kind to hold it against her. She decided he couldn't have been part of Yolo's murder. The news had traveled very quickly with the first hunters back from the disaster, some of whom saw it happen, and were pleased to tell anyone all about it. The one day she has to miss hunting, and look what happens. She was determined to get a look at the body herself, but so far they'd turned her away. Never mind. I know how to get in there after hours when everyone's asleep. Who would be huntsman now? It seemed like it must be Rhys, but she worried about that. He didn't want it, might not be any good at it. It was so unfair. She was the one who wanted it, not him. She could do it, she knew she could. She'd been practicing in the kennels with Isolde's help. She'd almost had Yolo persuaded to take her with him. Almost. Would it have made any difference? Or would she be dead too? She shivered. She looked over at George again as they approached the nearest of the three rear entrances. How had he managed it? Could Gwyn hire him, maybe? As they entered the hunting room, she sneezed at the smoke from the fire that took some of the chill off the stone walls. She checked to see if anyone else was there, in the comfortable chairs by the fireplace or at the small tables that marched along the right side, but the room was empty. She glanced at the pegs on the outer wall and saw the usual mix of gear, both military and hunting, with several bows, a few swords, and a couple of lances with crossbars. Many of the pegs were empty. So, nothing out of the ordinary was going on, just everyone busy with something else. Rhys turned to her and unbuckled his belt with sword and hunting knife attached. He put the two blades together and wrapped